This is a podcast from the BBC.
Thursday's Scott Mills Daily includes James the Private Investigator with an investigation that wasn't quite what it seemed. More people getting very angry because they've missed their flights on the throwback show Airline. And do animals like to rave just like humans do? Scott Mills, BBC Radio. That's Philip George and Anton Powers. I believe that Powers is branching out into the world of restaurants now in Liverpool.
They all do that
after a while, don't they?
What? So what? I wonder what he serves.
Oh, no, he's not the server.
Bangers and mash.
I think he's just put the money behind it. Bangers. They all do that when they've got spare money. They're like, oh, I'll just open a restaurant.
Restaurant?
Yeah, yeah. Like Dermot O'Leary did it for a while.
Does he chef it?
No, because he doesn't chef it. He's Anton Powers. He's the king of Liverpool. Why would he be a chef or the...
Mixing with one hand, frying with the other.
No, he's about the... Put the money in. That was Alone No More on BBC Radio 1. I'd like to go. I hope you're good this afternoon. There's a definite Friday vibe, even though it is a Thursday. But then for a lot of people, and I'm sorry if it's not you, people are off over the weekend.
I think better than a Friday vibe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because different. It's exciting.
It's exciting, guys. Post Malone coming up and Clean Bandit, not as exciting. And also Muse coming up at 3:10 because it's the Rave Lounge on Radio 1 this weekend. Do animals like to rave like humans? We put it to the test. Me v Chris on Bangers at 2:40, and there's another instalment of James the Private Investigator with a story of an affair that's not quite what it seems.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Now, yesterday I got this odd message in the early hours as a voice note on my phone from James the Private Investigator.
So, near Maidenhead, and it is going on. So... It is currently 2:20 in the morning, and we've just pulled out of a prolific lay-by. But while we were there, we saw it going on, and I've got the most amazing picture that unfortunately I probably can't share because legal reasons. Confirmed, lorry drivers, A303, Maidenhead, definitely up to it.
Right, so I think he got mixed up there. I don't think he means the 303. We all know it's the 404. Anyway, I got that when I woke up yesterday. I like it that he leaves me voice notes when he's on location.
Scott Mills.
Thursday means James the Private Investigator. Hello.
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 Now, last week, James was telling us all about lorry drivers, and we played you a clip earlier of when he was actually on location doing his job at 2:20 in the morning.
Yeah, it was a late one.
It's not a 9-to-5, this, is it?
No, not at all.
Now, since you told us a bit about lorry drivers last week, yeah. Has being on Radio 1 helped with some of your work? Because I know a lot of people have been DMing you with stories.
Yeah, it's really handy for like things like lorry drivers. Like, I don't have much experience with it, so normally I'd have to go and research it myself. But luckily, some lovely Radio 1 listeners have been kind enough to tweet me and DM me to tell me what goes on.
But what do they tell you? I don't understand. So they get in contact with you to say, right, here's where you need to be at a certain time. People will be, be there with your long lens.
Pretty much. Dean, a lorry driver, DM'd me and told me all the places where it goes on and even some stories of what he's seen as well. So thank you for that, Dean.
Well, thanks very much, listeners, for getting in touch with that because it seems to have helped with inquiries.
Mm, thank you.
In the little voicemail message you left us at 2:20 in the morning, you said you had a photo to show us. Obviously, this is radio, so the listeners can't see it, but can you show us and we can describe?
Yeah, I don't think legally I can put it on any social media.
Nah.
But I can show you guys. Okay, tell me what you think. So, as you can see...
Well, this is in a lay-by, is it?
Like you said...
near me.
I'll just pass this round, actually.
Yeah, pass it around.
Have a good old look on that. Can you describe it?
Ah, right. Okay, I can see a... yes, in the cabin there, a naked body. it's been taken... I think the picture's been taken from quite far.
Yeah, this is a long lens.
But it's a full moon.
It's definitely a full moon. The lighting is good, and... but that's not a crack in the lens, just...
Right.
Yes. It's hard to make out how many people are in the picture, though.
Yeah, there's definitely at least one, and he's doing something.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's I'd say it's confirmed what was going on there. And the fact the light was on as well, I think he...
Do you mean at least one other person?
He was definitely with someone
else. Oh, was he? Yeah. Yeah. It's just hard to tell from that picture because it's from far.
Yeah. But yeah, there was definitely someone else in there. And the fact that he had the curtains at the front open and the lights on, I think he wanted to be watched a little bit.
Right. Wow. And watched he was being.
Absolutely. More than he thought.
Look at that. Proper moon there. Anyway, definitely got the old... the horn there, though.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Now, next, James, you've got another affair story for us, or a potential one, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, it's a guy that's asked you to work for him and spy on...
his wife.
Right. More on that next.
Scott Mills.
James, the PI, is with us. Hello.
Hi, guys.
People are hooked on these stories every week. This is one of those where it's like, I can't get out the car, but I'm late for an appointment. That's why you need the BBC iPlayer radio app. Get it on your phone, and you can take us with you. So when you leave the car, you can still hear us. It's on the app on your phone.
As a private investigator, do you ever take us with you, James, so you can listen to the show whilst you're on the job?
Absolutely. I download the podcast, and I listen to it when there's nothing else on.
Right, okay, so tell us our next affair story, please.
So this guy hired me because he thinks his wife is having an affair. It's quite standard. All the signs are pointing towards that she could be having an affair.
Like what?
Well, he found another hotel booking, seemed to be quite common. People keep making this mistake, but hotel bookings are a big red flag, especially if they're unexpected.
So where was she saying she was?
Well, she was saying she was going to a friend. He'd realised that she had the booking first of all, questioned her about what she's up to on this day, and she made a rather poor excuse, he said, about going to see a friend. Mm. Got his suspicions up, and he's contacted me.
You always say you're going to see a friend if you're having an affair, don't you?
Yeah, always.
It's normally a friend or work. Mm.
So we're following this lady around, and she's going to quite a few interesting places. But she went to a popular high street lingerie shop as well.
Oh.
Which is always a bit of a...
Oh, yeah, she's buying some new undies, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Up to it.
Okay.
And you don't do that for your husband, do you?
Well
you could...
I don't know.
No, what I'm saying is lots of people will, the hotel room plus the lingerie, it suggests something exciting is going on at the moment.
Yeah.
New.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeding this all back to the client, letting him know, and he's convinced. He's like, well, you know, she's got a hotel, she's buying this negligee, she's definitely up to something, keep on her. So we followed her for the whole day.
Can you, as a private investigator, see exactly what's being bought? Do you go into the shop afterwards and say to the shop, what can you do in that situation to find out what's been bought?
No, they wouldn't.
What did the last customer buy?
We try and go in with them. And stand as close as possible, try and see what they're buying.
In a lingerie store, that must be quite tricky for you. Do you have to pretend you're buying for your respective?
Luckily, I had a female operative with me as well.
You had a female operative.
But you did go into the shop?
She did, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right, so she went in and just sort of leafed around the toys or whatever, and then you...
It's not a toy shop,
lingerie
shop.
Oh, lingerie, sorry. Yeah. Okay. And then she can see exactly what lingerie's been bought.
Mm-hmm. Right. So she came out, she's bought some lingerie, and which is fine. You know, it's not a clear-cut sign that she's having an affair, but the client is convinced that she's up to it.
Why do people think this in the first place? Like, what triggers it in their mind? Is it just a gut feeling they get, or...?
I think it must be a combination of things. It must be the fact that some people just can tell when their other half is lying or hiding something from them.
Don't you think it's often the case that people feel like that when they're the ones having an affair?
Yeah, absolutely. Some people who project it on their partner, if they're the ones that have got something to hide, they get accusational.
Yeah.
Not all the time.
But this wasn't the situation in this case, you don't think?
No, this one actually caught me by surprise a little bit, and I'll tell you about that next, actually.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Darren off of Leeds says, I have a personal trainer appointment now. I want to hear the end. I'm sat in the car park. I told you, get the BBC iPlayer radio app. Put your headphones in, and then you'll hear the end of the story as you walk into your personal trainer appointment. You can listen live to Radio 1. And all the Listen Again stuff and the podcasts are on there as well. So James, the PI, is with us. He's on a job. James, bring us up to speed. Where are we at?
So we're following this lady and the client thinks that she's up to something. So this is the one that's got the hotel. She's gone and bought herself some nice negligee in a high street shop. And so we're following her and all of a sudden we realise this might not be your typical affair sort of job.
Right. So this guy has hired you to kind of look at his wife and see where she's going, and she's doing errands, she's going to lingerie shop, she's booking hotels.
Yeah.
It all looks a bit suspicious to him.
I mean, she's lying about where she is, but so far we've got all the signs except the guy that she could be having the affair with. So he's thinking, oh, she's going to meet her soon. It's obviously tonight. Keep with her. So we followed her for the whole day. Fortunately for the client, she wasn't having an affair after all.
Right.
She was actually planning a surprise birthday party for him.
No.
And I'd ruined it by telling him, obviously.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
What was the lingerie about then? Just surprise and birthday?
Yeah, she treated him to a hotel and thought she'd, like, you know, surprise him. And,
or was she covering tracks by getting caught and then going, actually, it was a surprise? No.
Just double bluff, no?
No, it was his birthday, so.
Oh.
But it wasn't until a few days after, so.
And did you find this out before she told him?
Yeah, well, I told the client what was going on. He was kind of piecing it all together. And he said to me, oh, I can't believe she's doing this on my birthday, and of all times as well, like, this is my birthday week and whatnot. And in the hotel, she'd booked a hall, like, for the party, and we started seeing people turn up and they're putting out decorations and everything, and suddenly obviously the penny dropped.
So and you had to call him?
Yeah, and I spoke to my colleague and I was like, shall we tell him that it's not that? Either way,
wow.
I'm ruining the surprise.
So
I'm
he like, paid you to ruin his birthday?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He must feel like a right idiot.
Well, I guess he did, but at least he wasn't cheating, I guess.
Well, exactly. What a good birthday present. Hooray, my wife's not cheating
That's
on me.
That's awful, and she doesn't know that she was the subject of a private investigation.
I don't know if he told her.
Why would you?
That would make quite a good funny story. Oh, darling, I thought you were having an
I've actually had you followed for the last 2 weeks.
I probably wouldn't mention that.
Oh, I know. You wouldn't, would you?
No.
I think that's so sad. Like, sad situation, though.
Yeah. I mean, he'll be happy, but also, I agree, it's a situation that's very odd.
I think he felt quite embarrassed when I told him what was going on, and he's like, okay, thanks for your
it's
help.
It's actually a surprise birthday.
Yeah.
And then you were like, here's the bill. Oh, gutted.
I didn't get an invite to the party either, gutted. So.
It is hard organising a surprise birthday, that said, especially if you are being investigated.
And you do look suspicious,
yeah,
and people do start to think you're acting
totally.
Weird.
Totally. Mm.
Like a couple of days ago, because it was my birthday yesterday, I was like, something's going on here.
Mm.
My boyfriend's trying to arrange something. And I said to him, you're being weird. What's going on? And he's like, well, how am I being weird? Nothing happened. So,
But also, that'd be an amazing time to have an affair, wouldn't it? Around your partner's birthday. And then if anything gets flagged as suspicious, you can be like, oh, I was planning a party.
Interesting.
For
so you're
it.
Advising
it
people if they are to have an affair.
No,
it's the time to do it.
Here's the time to do it.
Well, no, not advising. But if you're going to do it, do it properly.
Right, James, that's another incredible story. Thank you so much. Same time next week, is it?
Same time next week.
And remember,
cheating doesn't take a day off.
Scott Mills.
You know, I'm really on this kind of health thing at the moment, and I'm really, really trying not to divert from my diet.
Yeah.
And obviously, this weekend is all about chocolate eggs, isn't it, really?
Yeah, true.
Okay, so can I just tell you what happened earlier? An actual fitness expert. Do you know what he told me to do instead?
What?
Just eat a normal egg. Well, that's not the same.
One!
Not the same, is it? Because it's not chocolate, is it? Well, just replace those eggs with these eggs.
Yeah, you're not in it for the egg part of it, really. Chocolate eggs aren't actually eggs.
They're not eggs, are
Breaking
they?
Breaking news.
So, like, me having two eggs is not the same as me having two actual Easter eggs, is it? Just wanted to get that out of there.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Do you remember earlier in the week, our listener Tom, who's at uni in Leeds, was watching an old show called Airline, and it brought back so many memories. And also, for a lot of you, you had never heard or seen this show before, and you absolutely loved people's reaction to missing flights. Listen to what happens when Michelle's told her that she's missed her flight.
Every day at Luton, over 100 passengers miss their flights.
Bye. No. No chance?
No, it's got an on-time slot, I'm afraid.
Some take it well.
Sorry, that's a no. Oh. Can't get you off.
And some don't.
No, really, you can't get on that flight.
Oh, no!
Oh, Christ. Oh. Oh. Oh, calm down.
I'm obsessed with this now.
The mousy lady.
I'm obsessed with this. Oh, and then imagine going to the airport without your passport.
Back at Luton, browbeaten Mel encounters a regular problem.
I've got my passport and my driving licence. My wife hasn't got her passport, and neither has my son.
We do have to have one form of ID, like I say. We haven't got one of those.
So you we can't fly?
No, not unless you have one of those. The only thing I can do for you now is try and stay onto the next flight.
OK, right, so you haven't got your ID, so obviously you can't fly. This man has this feedback.
The problem appears to be that we haven't got our photo ID to try and travel to Scotland, which, as far as I can remember, was in the British Isles. What can we do? We're utterly hamstrung by these thick-headed people wearing orange suits.
You forget, don't you? You just seeing all these clips popping up on social. I've just become re-obsessed.
Oh, it was such a good show. They need to bring it back because, you know what? People at airports are still angry. This show could still work.
I think people didn't realise how good it was just because it was on. It was like it was on all the time.
Yeah, I don't think people appreciated it enough at the time. Aren't airports weird places? Like, if you miss a train, it's annoying, but you're not like, you don't cry.
No.
There's something about an airport that makes you go weird.
And this still happens. That's the beauty of this. This happens at airports every day.
Why do people go like a little bit when it's an airport? What is it about an airport? They're weird places. And they're quite emotional places as well, because you're either like welcoming somebody that you've not seen for ages, or you're saying bye, and that's horrible. Like this lady, like, in what other situation would you get hauled off a flight for throwing your Christmas crackers at somebody? How would you react? Maybe like this.
We're going to get your bag up from the aircraft.
And what should I do? Where am I going?
We won't be accepting you. You can't throw things at people. I don't throw it.
I'm in a hurry.
No, you throw it. We can't accept you with that carry-on.
I can't believe this.
Definitely not.
Really, that's not possible. That's not possible.
No, I can't. We tried. We've explained...
Throw crackers then.
Actually threw the crackers.
Like, this was one of the for a lot of people, the favourite thing we've done on the show for some time. Luckily, Tom from Leeds Uni has watched loads more for us. Do you want some more?
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Come on! Bring on the Easter weekend. It's the Rave Lounge tomorrow night on Radio 1. The Live Lounge gets transformed into a rave, hosted by Annie Mack and Danny Howard. Danny's going to be on with us at 3:10, and we'll find out, do animals like to rave too? That's coming up at 3:10. Mary is 24. She's in Kent. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, Queen. You're doing an escape room this weekend.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
I've done that before, and I was useless at it. Is that where they give you clues and you've got to try and get out?
Yeah, all different clues and you try and get out, and they're normally themes and stuff.
It's good, right? But I found it immensely frustrating.
Yeah, it's all right if you're doing it with a person, but on your own, you'd never be able to smash it.
Never crack it, would
you? I think these things are annoying in the sense that at the end, you're let out. I think it should be that you're not allowed to leave until you solve it. Do you know what I mean? There's some real stress involved.
Oh, I don't know.
Right, I've just read that your habits include, or your likes include, napping and snacking. Two things that I'm not really doing at the moment. Can you, because I've got envy of everyone that's like eating snacks, can you just talk me through what you've been through today so I can just imagine it in my head? Because I'm trying to diet.
Well, today's been a bit of a low one on the snacking, so I obviously started off with a bit of porridge, cup of tea, moved on to a packet of mini eggs, as you do, just the season.
Oh, God!
And I'm about to smash a cannelloni for lunch.
Whoa, someone's doing well. Right,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, and I've got some salted caramel and chocolate hot cross buns as well for dessert.
Oh, my word. You're queen of the snacks.
I know.
Oh, mini eggs. Did you hear earlier? I've been told to eat actual eggs in their place, not the same.
Don't listen to that. You can't have that in your life.
Okay. Are you not allowed mini ones?
No, Chris.
I mean, they barely exist.
That's like asking if vegetarians can have wafer-thin ham. Okay, here's what I've got for you today.
Okay.
Oh no, there's a vegetarian sat outside now with some wafer thin ham. Are you a vegetarian? Oh, good, okay. All right, so this is The Killers and Human.
But is she eating wafer-thin ham?
She is.
Spotted?
Out of a packet, yeah. Look, she's not on a diet, it's fine.
Full packet.
Not a vegetarian, sorry, vegans and vegetarians. Okay, so that's my choice.
Or, Mary, you can have my choice today. It's this. Let's go!
Oh,
in memory of Cherry Bay in Zante, I thought we could have Riverside.
That's a good one.
I never realised. Yeah. Riverside, Mother. Why did you mention his mum in it all through? Sydney Sanson. Okay, right. Who are you going to go for?
Well, I really, really want to say you, Scott, because you've been letting me down recently and you used to be my favourite. So I wanted to say you, but it's going to have to be Chris.
Riverside. Rubbish. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go! Yeah, mine was never going to win, was it?
Tune.
Someone just called both of our choices deplorable.
No, come
Ryan
on.
Ryan and Aberdeen, they were good. Chris, you legend, what a tune. Banging. Set me up for Easter. Rachel and Rob driving through Cornwall, absolutely loving it. Bangers, you're on the wind-up. There ain't been any mesh with your bangers, mate. Thank you for that.
What's that voice?
I don't know. It's just go to like
voice of an angry nation.
London accent, I guess. Also, George the supply man is raving in his van. And Chris, your magic powers are back, says Joe the dolphin trainer.
Come on.
Is that your real job or just what you tell the ladies on a night out? One. Scott Mills. So we, a couple of days ago, saw this guy's Twitter, Tom, who's a student in Leeds, and he has rediscovered the show Airline and how upset people get when they miss their flight. Airports do weird things to people. I don't know why. It just affects their brain.
You're right, though. I can't work out what the difference is between, say, a train station and an airport. Is it the stakes are higher, maybe? I don't know.
I've got to be honest. I have absolutely lost it at an airport before. It was me and my mum, and we were flying to Vienna, and it was like a Christmas trip.
You didn't bring your passport?
No, I did. I did everything.
Turned up 3 hours late.
No, it wasn't 3 hours late. And they were like, sorry, it's a smaller plane now, so we can't get you on. I lost it. If that was a train, I'd be like, okay, I'll wait for the next one. I don't know why. Anyway, Tom has been getting a fair amount of fame and bunking work through trawling through these clips. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
So, tell us what you said to the boss the other day when you were a little bit late for work.
Oh, it wasn't a little bit late. It was a full-on hour late that I strolled in. I got the full, where have you been? Why have you not been here? And it was just, I've just been on radio with Scott Mills.
Yeah. And how did that go?
Well, to me, it went well. He didn't care. I'm sure he was glad I was there in the end. But I told every single customer that night.
Good. Right, so this is turning into a job in its own right now.
It is. I've told everyone that this will be the last they'll see of us in the supermarket before I'm on the red carpet.
Well, wow. Okay, so you're working in a supermarket at the moment. Red carpet next.
Yeah, of course.
And are you getting a lot of new followers and stuff?
I've had like 2,000 new followers in 2 days. I honestly feel like Kim Kardashian.
That is incredible.
Roll out the orange carpet for you.
Absolutely. Right, okay, so Tom has been trawling through these clips, and there are hundreds because there were millions of episodes of Airline. And Tom, the reaction to this, I'm sure you saw it on social. It's been incredible. People who have completely forgotten about this show, and also you're bringing it to a whole new audience as well.
I just want a new series. I think we should petition for a new series where I will do the voiceover.
Yeah, okay. I think that's fair enough. You were the one that rediscovered it. So, obviously, we had Michelle, poor Michelle, who had missed her flight, and, I mean, it didn't go well.
Every day at Luton, over 100 passengers missed their flights.
Bye.
No.
No chance?
No, it's got an on-time slot, I'm afraid.
Some take it well.
Sorry, that's a no. Can't get you off.
And some don't.
No, really, you can't get on that flight.
Oh, no!
Calm down.
Here we go. This is typical. Beth says, since you lot mentioned it, I haven't stopped watching it on YouTube. I've already watched 2 seasons. Tom, can we make this a weekly thing if you can trawl through some more?
You know what? That would be my pleasure.
Okay. I mean, obviously, you've got to take time out of the supermarket, but just tell them you're on Radio 1, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so we've got some new ones. Thanks for these, Tom. See, never cancel a flight, because posh people that sound a bit like newsreaders, they really don't like it. Are you aware of this one, Tom, yeah?
Yes, this is a very angry white man who doesn't want to get a coach to Luton.
Yeah, they do not like the idea of getting a bus to Luton.
From Liverpool, it's not that far. What?
Back at Liverpool Airport, there's a problem with the Luton-bound service. The Friday night flight is now stuck in Amsterdam with a technical fault.
I've been told you've cancelled the flight back to Luton tonight. It has been cancelled. End of story. It has been cancelled.
It's been cancelled.
Yeah. And you're going to bus us down to Luton, get in about 11:30 or something like that. I'll get home about 1:00 in the morning. It's really good.
You can't just cancel flights. What's that going to do to your reputation?
It gets so personal as well, doesn't it, to the person.
What's that going to do to reputation?
Your reputation.
Cancel flights. Okay, imagine you turn up late for your flight. Obviously, you're not allowed on, but you want your money back. Because as we know from this show, Tom, budget airlines, they love giving you your money back, don't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely after like 3 weeks of about 4 letters back and forth.
Yeah, so this is what happened when you were late, but you're like, well, where's my money?
Did I have to write to you to pay for it? Did I have to write to you to pay for it? Did I write to you to pay for it?
Pushed to the limits, Alan loses his patience.
To get my own money.
Because you were too late for the flight. That's why.
Yes, so I don't want to go anymore.
Your fault.
Yeah, but I don't want to go no more.
Fine, so you've got to write to get your money back.
So give me my money.
I can't.
Why should I write for my own money?
Would you please leave the airport?
It's not your money. It's not your money.
Would you
is
please
it your money?
Leave the airport?
Why do you have to write? Why do I have to write?
Call the police, can you?
Why do I have to write?
Just call the police, please.
Oh, okay. Leave the airport, please.
Blimey, that's kicked off.
Wow, kicking off. Also, Tom, from this one, it appears that people from Birmingham don't like it when flights are cancelled, do they?
People from Birmingham don't like much.
Right.
We got to Birmingham No Straight. The tram was half an hour late, which left us late to get here.
Yeah.
We've got here. I mean, Virgin went out their way to get us a taxi straight from their train station to get here within 20 minutes to get to our flight.
Yeah.
We get to here. We booked a plane for 10 to 2, and it's left at 20 to 2.
Oh, no.
So confused. Was there math? It felt like there was maths going on there.
Right, no.
Either way, not happy.
No, there's another flight to Belfast, but these Brummies have to pay £100.
Well, even though we paid, they want us to pay extra. And it's their fault, because they left at 20 to 2, and they're supposed to have left at 10 to 2. So what time will they get into Belfast then? Because I've got someone waiting for me at the other end.
Excuse me, you're not allowed to smoke here, I'm afraid.
I'm going outside now. I've got to go and inform the family, you know what I mean?
Going to get into Belfast for 17.25.
Thank you.
Thank you. There's a train that leaves it. I got so confused there, but apparently the flight's left early.
I
didn't think that happened.
No, I don't think it definitely did. I don't understand.
Tom, did the flight leave early?
It left 10 minutes early after check-in closed. See, this is what I don't understand. I don't understand how people cannot get to the airport like 3 hours before a flight, because there's so much to do in the airport, because you're duty-free in that Burger King breakfast you get. How do people not...
I don't agree. Like, there's someone that works on this team that's a really annoying three-hour person. Yeah, we're all pointing at him now. Are you a three-hour, are you?
I am. I get there with plenty of time. There's so much fun to have in an airport.
Only a limited amount. Anyway, Anne's partner, Mark, isn't happy about having to pay £100, but due to his wife's insistence on smoking at the check-in desk, she's now... She set off the fire alarm.
Now, you've got to sort some out for us, please.
I've asked my supervisor and she says we're not allowed to give you a free transfer.
Fine. Up to the bill. £40. £10 a quid for 3 quid.
What's wrong with him? Just smoking. Just smoking at the chicken disc.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Danny Howard.
Scott Mills, how you doing?
Good. All set for the rave lounge tomorrow?
Cannot wait for the rave lounge tomorrow. It's going to be so good.
So it's normally where the live lounge is, but I tell you what, because this is so special, they have steam cleaned the carpets.
Wow.
I know.
They might have to give it another steam clean afterwards. Yeah, keep hold of that machinery, definitely.
But what's the plan? Are you going to trash it?
That is not the plan, because we want to be able to do it again, of course. The plan is just to have a rave in the live lounge, which feels a bit naughty but great at the same time. And you're going to be able to watch it on the Radio 1 website and, of course, listen to it on the radio. And just because it's Easter weekend, we want to do something special.
Yeah.
It's going to be me and Annie Mack and some of the Radio 1 dance family. Monkey's going to be there, Renny Levice, B-Traits, and we've got some special guests as well.
Yeah, no doubt you'll have a few back-to-backs there as well.
Yeah,
you love a back-to-back, yes. Don't you, Danny?
Yeah, I'm going to be back-to-back with Frankie Rosado.
BTK.
Yes. Annie Mack's going to be back-to-back with Monkey. Miss Kitten back-to-back with B-Traits. We've got Spy, who's joining Renny Levice. And then other special guests, Riton and Carlo, Melody, Gorgon City, Artwork, Danny Bird. It's going to be big.
You know, when the back-to-backs happen, though, I wish that you were actually stood back-to-back.
Yeah, exactly. That's
always
what I think it should be.
Disappoints me when I see it. Like, when we went to Ibiza last summer, I was like, well, why are they not standing like...
Not actually back-to-back.
Yeah.
It should be like a three-legged race. You should be tied, sort of.
tied together.
And one of you DJs, and then when it's the other one's go, you sort of turn round, and then the other one's on your back.
That's a great idea. We should try that.
If you're into your dance music, this should not be missed. It's the Rave Lounge, starting tomorrow at...
8 p.m.
Listen, and you can watch it as well. It's going to be awesome. Loads of special guests. And your hosts are Annie Mack and Danny Howard.
Hello.
Right, now I've had an idea. We had some cats in the live lounge quite a while ago now.
Really? Why?
Weren't they comfort animals, I believe? And exactly that idea that if you have some animals in the workplace, it makes a better atmosphere. It means people can cuddle these animals. They'll feel better.
So we had a selection of animals, but there were some cats in there. And we gave them the highest grade catnip available.
Scott sourced it.
Legally.
It was some real good stuff.
Yeah. It's all legal, but...
It was going off in the live lounge.
But it was the highest grade you can get.
Yeah.
And as you know, cats blooming love catnip so much. They go crazy for it.
You were fascinated to just see if we could have some kind of rave for the cats so that they could enjoy it.
Right, so I've had another a little theory, a little experiment that I'd like to do ahead of the rave lounge tomorrow.
Yes.
Do animals buzz when they come into contact with dance music? In particular, like proper ravey, like... We've got some animals on the line next to test.
Scott Mills.
Danny Howard is here ahead of tomorrow night's rave lounge.
Yes, can't wait.
Danny Howard, Annie Mack and loads of special guests. If you're into your dance music, you don't need to miss this at all. Right, so if you're near any kind of animal at the moment, maybe you are working on a farm, maybe you've got an animal in the house there with you, a domestic pet.
Well, you could just be looking outside the window and see some birds or whatever.
Can you let us know how they react to this music that we're about to play? 81119, please.
The thing is, Scott, and it's never really accounted for in any kind of record, there are a lot of animals that listen to Radio 1.
Yeah,
if you think about it. Yeah, of course, human owners. And think about it, in offices and places like that where there might just be a sort of work pet or on a farm or whatever, a lot of animals regularly listen to Radio 1.
I've seen the graphs and we're particularly popular amongst horses.
Really? Imagine a lot of parrots listen to the show.
But it's hard because they can't text in.
They can't.
So they never get the recognition they deserve.
So it feels like no one's listening when really you've got all the horses and dogs.
Bear animals.
Right, so we've got some listeners on the line now. We're going to test out where the rave music makes them bars off it. Hello, Jacob.
Hello.
What are you next to at the moment?
Squirrel.
A squirrel?
Yeah.
Okay, how's that come to be?
We just came across one when it was a little baby, and now we've brought it up.
Oh, it's like a pet squirrel that you've got there. You've befriended it.
Yeah.
So you'll let us know how the squirrel reacts to the rave music.
If it goes nuts.
It probably will go nuts.
Right, what's the squirrel's name?
Enzo.
Enzo, all
right. Is the squirrel on the nuts?
He is always on the nuts.
Yeah.
What's his current mood? You with him now?
Yeah, he's bouncing already.
Right, okay, right. Can we see what happens when this occurs, okay?
Okay.
All right, just talk me through it. So I'm going to start up the music. Let me know if Enzo changes at all. Here comes the drop. Anything yet?
Yeah, he's run away.
He's run away from it.
No, now he's digging a hole.
Digging a hole.
Well, like a dance move, digging a hole.
Dig that hole. Dig that hole. Dig that hole. Dig that hole, Enzo.
I think he's dancing, yeah.
He's dancing?
Yeah.
Yes, see, squirrels love it.
Squirrels love a bit of Tiesto.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he's good. He's calmed down now.
All right. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
What are you next to?
I'm next to a field full of sheep, lambs, a few chickens, and about three llamas.
He's going to go off.
Oh, well, there's going to be like one of those raves in a field.
Yeah, yes. From back
literally
in the 90s.
Rave in a field.
Yeah, okay. So how many lambs would you say?
Oh, a lot. The one next to me's got a 29 pinned on it, so at least 29.
That's more than most of my DJ gigs. More lambs than most people are there. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Right, just talk me through it. Obviously, we can't see it, so let me hear how they react.
They don't like that.
What?
The lambs and sheep did not like that. They ran away.
Oh.
Lambs, however, llamas are coming closer.
Lambs are on, yeah? See, it's the same as people. The young ones love it.
Yeah.
The old ones, not so much.
They're all coming closer now. There's like a full. They're all stood over in the corner. They are loving it.
Oh, I thought I could hear one there. Wow. Can I hear
them? Can
that?
You hear them?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same as like at a festival. When their favourite DJ comes on, they flock towards, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're buzzing for it.
They love it.
One more tune.
Yeah, that's it.
One more tune.
Oh, the llamas are getting in. Llamas are coming over.
Why is
there
llamas?
Chaos.
Yeah, there's three llamas. Oh, they're getting quite close to me, actually.
The word's got around, hasn't it?
Great. Sleep, rave, repeat. You hear that?
Wow.
Right, we've got Ash and Natalie with some more animals on the line. With you next.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Danny Howard is here.
I'm still here.
And we are testing whether animals love the rave.
It's the best game ever.
Right, hello, Ash.
Hey, Scott.
Right, well, who are you with at the moment?
I was with a pigeon, but it's just flown off.
Oh.
So you haven't got an animal with you at the moment?
No, not anymore. He's gone now.
So you can't take part in this game?
I can't, no.
No, all right, well, let's move on. Hello, Natalie.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, what are you next to?
I'm next to Jeremy, my cat.
Oh,
we've done cats nice. Before,
yeah,
haven't
they
we?
Love it.
Has he had any catnip recently?
I gave him some, and he's all right with it. Fair, he's okay, but then he just gets bored of it.
Okay,
so.
Can I ask you a favour?
Yeah?
Before we drop the tune in, can you give him a little bit more?
You want me to give him some more catnip?
Just a little bit, yeah.
All right, give me 2 seconds and I'll grab him some catnip. All right.
A little bit.
Do you know what? I actually can't find it.
Well, did you have it? Where did you last have it?
On the shelf in my front room.
Oh. Saw some more.
Sorry about that.
I hate it. I hate that when you run out, don't you?
Yeah, I know. He's really gutted.
All right, well, let's try it without.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Let me know. Obviously, we can't see him, so let me hear what Jeremy's doing.
Okay.
Oh, this is a brilliant one.
I'm feeling it.
He's trying to, like, sniff the phone.
Okay, get him closer to the phone. Close to the phone.
The cat is on the shelf. It.
Get him to feel the music. Go. Oh. What's he doing?
He's trying to kiss me.
Okay.
Oh, classic.
The love.
Are the eyes wider?
Yeah, he's actually got up now. You know, he's going to stand up, have a little dance, you know.
He's feeling that one.
Okay. What's he doing now?
He's sat back down again now.
Okay.
He's quite chilled, you know.
Yeah, it's more mellow vibe.
Into the chill-out room.
Yeah, well, he's actually quite naughty at night time, but during the day, you know, he's more chilled.
Right.
So.
Like Danny Howard.
Okay, right, thanks, guys. Good experiment, I think.
I think it works.
I reckon you need to incorporate animals into the rave lounge tomorrow.
Yeah. Can we do that?
I don't know. I mean, it's a bit late notice to get some hamsters or whatever, but you could ask.
You could do an animal special.
Right, don't forget, Radio 1, tomorrow night, the rave lounge is on.
Yes. 8 p.m. You'll be able to watch it and listen, of course. We've got a load of special guests. It's going to be big.
Scott Mills.
Have an amazing Easter. We're back on Tuesday at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.